Hello, travelers! How are y'all doing? We took a trip to New Orleans. And New Orleans can be expensive, but we did it for super cheap, kinda. If y'all watched the... Whoop! Ah! Where's that coming from? Ah! There I am. Okay. If y'all watched the video where I broke down the vlog cost by cost, then you'll see, how much it actually cost. Because for this one, we couldn't really set a budget for it. And I'll get into why. It's one of the ways that we actually hack our way to be able to travel more. So before we get started, though, let me know down in the comments below. First of all, tell me hi. I like it whenever you guys tell me hi, so I know that you're here. Otherwise, I don't know that you're here. And let me know what state or country you are watching from. I am here in Lafayette, Louisiana right now. It's been hot down here, so I'm very much excited for our summer trip that we have coming up. We are going north. Let's just say that, because it's, like I said, it's hot. Hopefully, it's not hot up north. I don't think it should be. Also, hopefully y'all are enjoying the latest vlogs that are up on the channel. We're having a lot of fun as, you know, I'm going through and getting those things edited, because those are from last summer. I'm trying to catch up, but it's been super fun to be able to see y'all's reaction to those videos, because that was such an intense road trip. We did those 15 national parks in 30 days with three kids. Woo! Let's double it this year. Am I lying? I don't know. All right, let's get into New Orleans. So obviously, as I said, I live in Lafayette, Louisiana here. And that is, honestly, it's not far from us to get to New Orleans. Like, New Orleans is like 2.5 hours away, if I had to kind of ballpark guess it, depending on traffic. If there's something going on in the Atchafalaya Basin, then, you know, it's going to take you a little bit longer. But during, whenever we went, we didn't have any issues, so it just takes us a couple of hours to get there. So that being said, the cost to actually get there for us is extremely low. Like, this was, you know, from 2015, we had a Honda Accord that we were driving. It was a 2007. And that thing gets like awesome gas mileage for what it is. So we, the gas on that trip only cost, and gas prices were a lot lower too. We all know what they're doing right now. But gas to get to New Orleans was $25.13. It was fairly inexpensive for us to be able to get to New Orleans. But we kind of spent some money that, like, we definitely wouldn't have planned to spend as much as we did if we had to actually plan this trip. But let's go into kind of the beforehand, though. Before we left, we always get groceries for a trip, whether we're going on a 30-day road trip or we're going on a 2-day road trip. We always go to the store, we get some stuff, some snacks, road trip snacks, usually some breakfast stuff. Depending on how long we're going to be out, we may bring dinner and lunch with us. Definitely bring lunch with you, because that's an easy way to cut some costs. One of the biggest costs for a lot of people is food. And if you just plan a little bit ahead, you can really cut those costs by a lot. So I'd love to know what some of y'all's favorite road snacks are. I love beef jerky. One, it just keeps me so full whenever we're traveling. And I'm the one that's usually driving. And whenever you start to get like those hunger pains and whatnot, and you're searching around the car for something to eat, for whatever reason, beef jerky just like fills me up and it keeps me full. So I love that. That and biltong. I don't know if y'all have ever, biltong's kind of like a air-dried beef jerky. They started it in South Africa a long time ago. But I didn't have, I don't think I had any beef jerky for this trip, but we did get some groceries, and I don't have receipts for me this time, because I had to kind of go through. Let me talk to you guys a lot about how I created this. I did not have, there's a reason why I did not have that many receipts for this trip, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But, excuse me. So what I did is I went through all of the videos And I took like screen captures of like whenever I had the spread of stuff on the table. And I went through and I looked up the prices for all of these things that were on the table that I had in the video. And so like whenever there was a menu, if I shot the menu in the video, then I could look at the prices from there. If not, I went and looked up some of the restaurants that we went to so that I could get the most accurate prices that I could for you guys, since we did not have as many receipts as I would like to have had. So for these groceries, we had just, you know, some bread, we had some fruit cups, some applesauce, some bananas. This is the type of stuff that we bring. The sandwich bags, because we knew we were going to make some sandwiches, some peanut butter, some 12 whole grain bread that me and Krista liked. Activity books for the kids. We went to the dollar spot and got activity books. Some dried apple fruit, the apple, dried apple. Paper bowls, that way we can cook and eat out of, especially while you're on the road. And there were some like hair products. We got some granola bars. Some milk, because we bring like little containers of milk if we're bringing cereal, and we can put that in the refrigerator at the hotel. Easy way to get breakfast if your hotel does not offer breakfast. There was some kind of orange top bottle. I wasn't too sure. Some kind of drink. I guessed it to be about 50 cents. And then some grapes. We brought some grapes. So that budget right there, just to get some food for the trip, was $69.34. We need our calculator. Hang on, because we got to figure out also, what did we not need to spend money on? Was there something that where we could have saved some money? So I like to add up, and then we're going to put in what we could have saved. So we'll do that. We're going to add those after, whenever we get to those particular ones. But definitely, whenever you need food, this was definitely $69.34. All the things that I just mentioned on there, we used, we ate. If we didn't, we brought it home with us, so it got used. And so I'm not going to consider any of that an excess. A gas, got to get to where you're going. It took us only $25.13 to be able to get where we're going. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and add this up, and then as I come through to the ones that are we didn't need, I'll subtract it. So just so we can have a running total, plus 25, 13. So right now we're at $94.47. If I were to budget this for myself, I probably think that we could have done this for somewhere between $500 to $1,000. So let's see how that works out for us. So as you saw in the video, we stayed at this awesome hotel. It was the Omnifront on the river right there. Beautiful place. And that hotel is going to be a budget buster for you. It's an expensive hotel. But one travel hack that we have for you guys is that this was a work trip for Krista, my wife. And so we asked the school board. She works as she's a teacher for the school board. And we asked them, look, hey, if... Can my husband and our kids come along if they, you know, pay their own way or whatever, to be able to explore New Orleans as well? And they're like, oh yeah, sure. We, you know, there's a couple of other families, or at least husband and wives, that are going to do that as well. And we're like, oh, yes, perfect. We get to take a trip. It's not going to cost as much. And so that's one hack for you, is that if you have a company that's going to be paying for the trip or for some of the trip, that's one way that you can really cut costs. So this hotel that we stayed at, we did not have to pay for because the company paid for it. The school board paid for it. That was a $2,721.60 hotel from my guesstimate, because I didn't have the actual receipt. So I got online and I looked it up, how much that room cost. And that, again, like that right there would have blown the budget already, because like I said, I think I could do this for at least $500 to $1,000. And we'll get into how I would have done that hotel right now, because we do travel hacking. If you guys don't know about travel hacking, that is the way that you use credit cards to your advantage. What we do is we have something like a Chase Sapphire card, or we have like a Marriott card, and you sign up for the card, and you put, I think it's like $3,000 to $5,000 worth of stuff on there, and then they give you this bonus point sign up. whenever it usually takes about a month or two, the transactions have to go through and whatnot. But whenever you get that sign up, you get a bajillion points. It's usually like 100,000 points or something like that. Kind of depends from card to card what you're going to, which one it is. And so I would have used some of a card like this. There's many different ones out there. And I would have used points to be able to get the hotel at zero cost. Hey, Bob, how's it going? Watching from Ohio. Glad to have you here. We might actually be going through Ohio this summer. We're very excited about our plans for this summer. Can't wait to show you guys more. So thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Definitely appreciate that. But just to give you guys an idea of how much of this travel hacking stuff we do, this is what I have. So if you like staying in Marriott hotels, the Marriott Bonvoy card is fantastic. I've had people ask about the annual fees. I'll get into that in just a minute after I go through all of this. This Sapphire card is fantastic. You get a bunch of points. And this you can use for like airlines, rental cars. In fact, you can, after your trip, you can go back to your... Bob says my beard is awesome. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I'm liking it too. It's getting hot though down here in Louisiana, so it might get shaved soon. Look, let me move this out the way. Y'all can see the full effect. I kind of like how it comes to a point right here too. Y'all like that? I kind of got like a point right here and a point right here. Okay, we're getting off topic. But on their dashboard, whatever you want to call it, behind the scenes of the card, you can actually go in and choose, hey, I want to use my points for this particular expense right here. So there's one time we were in San Antonio and we went to a place called Papa's Pops or something like that. It was like a popsicle ice cream type of place. Y'all know how we like our ice cream. If y'all been watching the vlogs, I'd love to know how much we spend on ice cream. Hey, Kevin, what's going on? Good afternoon to you too. But we went to this place and I went back to the card after we got back, and I, lo and behold, that particular place was on the list of things that we can use our points for to be able to not have to pay for whatever that thing was. So that was a really super cool place to, a really super cool way to, again, cut more travel costs. Because not only do you get your hotel for free now because you're using these points, but you can also use your points for like some of the food, or if you need to rent a car, if you got to fly somewhere, all that type of stuff. So I definitely highly recommend using card. This was actually the first card that we ever got, is a Choice Privileges card for Choice Hotels. They do Quality Inns, Clarions, Mainstay Suites, Econolodge, Roadside Inns, if you Sleep In, Comfort Suites, a whole bunch of different hotels are in that group. And so, we kind of got our toes wet with this one right here, but now I enjoy Marriott's. We also have a Hilton one as well, if you like Hilton hotels. By the way, Hiltons have saltwater pools if you love pools. I love me saltwater over a chlorinated pool any day. So definitely the card for you. Link below, by the way, to our website. If you guys want to learn more about how we do all this travel hacking stuff, you guys can go and I read like a little blog post type of thing, and then I'll show you all the cards that we've used and how we've used them and all that type of stuff. So definitely go and check that out. Then we have a IHG, another card here. This is Holiday Inns mainly is what we use this for. They have a couple of other hotels in their chain that you can use. And then the one that we're going to be using this summer, so y'all be seeing some of these hotels on the channel soon, is the World of Hyatt card right there. We rarely stay at a Hyatt, but Hyatt has these hotels called Hyatt Places, and it's actually a more like a budget-friendly Hyatt hotel. So we were super excited to be able to test out some of those as well, because I've never stayed in a Hyatt place before, and I think that that's going to be great. But this is one way that we could have slashed this New Orleans budget, because using hotel points is one of the best ways that you guys can save a lot of money. Now, I got to preface that by saying whenever we travel long-term and we want like a comfortable place to be able to stay in, then we'll spend the extra money on like an Airbnb or something like that. We'll gladly pocket out that money because you get so much more with an Airbnb than you usually don't get with hotels. And I thoroughly enjoy Airbnbs. Just have like a little bit more comfort, if you will, and space. Now, I mentioned that I would talk about fees real quick, in particular on the Marriott card, because they have fees on this card. There's a $95 annual fee for this card. And the reason how I justify that is every year they give you a free hotel stay at one of their properties that's up to 35,000 points. That is equivalent to about $150 to $200 hotel room. And so if you know that you're going to be staying in a hotel for the year, which we travel so much, we do, then that $95 is negligible because you're going to get the hotel for free that you would be staying at because you get all of those points. In fact, if you go back to our videos, we stayed at a hotel in Austin, Texas, back in 2020. And the Airbnb, or I guess I should say the VRBO that we got, we were not satisfied with it and they gave us our money back. And we immediately went to this Marriott and hooked it up with the Marriott 35,000 bonus room that we have. And that was a sweet room. So definitely one way that you can save some money right there. So that hotel was expensive. We also had to pay for parking at that hotel in New Orleans. And that was $34 a night. And we were there for three nights. So that was $110.16 just on parking. So parking and hotel is $2,831.76. That's an expensive hotel whenever we could have just stayed at a smaller hotel and the parking would have been free, but we didn't pay for it. Like I said, this was a work trip. Another way that you guys can hack the system is, you know, taking advantage of working situations if you have to go to work. So then again, that's another reason why I don't have a bunch of receipts for this particular trip. So along with this being a work trip, they covered the cost of that gas. They covered the cost of the hotel. They covered the cost of that parking, right? And then on top of that, usually whenever you have to travel for work, they give you what's called a per diem. And it's a certain amount of money for every day that you're going to be there to cover things like food. And so, or, you know, activities, entertainment. And so, you know, a few of the people that were with us, they didn't have kids and whatnot. So they had a lot more extra spending money. So they got to do more of the fun things. What we did is we used that per diem on the places where we wanted to eat. So the receipts that we have, it didn't cost us anything because of that per diem right there. So we went and we ate. The first thing that we ate was at a Gordon Biersch. I think I'm saying that right. Biersch. Anybody know how to say that? we got some tacos. We got some bratwurst. We got some the salad. The kids got a pizza. A kid shared that pizza, by the way. Another way to cut costs is to share some stuff. We got another salad with some salmon on it. And then Krista, of course, got tea. She likes to drink her tea. And so that meal was $106.42. Granted, this is like in New Orleans, so your prices are going to be a little bit more. And that was a solid meal right there. So we enjoyed ourselves right there. And then whenever it came to like being in New Orleans, whenever you're in New Orleans, because after we ate, we wanted to kind of go just walk around, you know, get a feel for the city again. And so we just went and hung out. And in New Orleans, it is such a walking city. Everything is so open. There's so many like parks and things to do that it's not going to cost you anything because there's so many free things. Look, I want to show you guys this. This is a paper that I have. Everything that's highlighted on this paper was free. Free things to do in New Orleans. And it's whenever you're with kids too, it's simple things that you can do, which we're going to go through here. But we went down to Gordon Biersch, was kind of near the Riverwalk, because like I said, the hotel was around there as well. So we walked down the Riverwalk. We went into the little shopping area that they had there, the Riverwalk Mall area. The kids got to see the Mississippi River for the first time. We checked out the boats. There was like a little observation deck that on the outside, you walk up the steps and there's an elevator you can take going up and down. And it's like a really cool place to see the sunset. You can see all the boats going to and fro on the Mississippi River. So that was a really cool experience. And again, that's free. You're just outside like enjoying the city. Then as we were walking around, this is like, you won't find this in any other city. This is something that's unique to New Orleans. And, there's a, you would probably think of it as a parade, right? You know, people walk in and throw in beads and all that type of stuff. It's in New Orleans. It's a, this particular thing was a second line. Whenever there's like a big event for something, they want to kind of like showcase it in the city. So you walk, you literally like go and walk with a jazz band down the streets of New Orleans. Anybody can join in. They're handing out stuff, handkerchiefs, throwing beads and all that. And they're just like having a good time. And so we magically saw this second line and we just joined right in. They gave us a handkerchief. We were waving it. We saw them again. They threw us some beads. So that was super cool, super fun. Again, just walking the streets of New Orleans, having a good time. So that was so much fun. So we went to bed after that. We were pretty exhausted after, you know, driving, eating, exploring New Orleans, doing all that type of stuff. So Krista went to her conference that morning and I decided to take the kids out. Whenever I go to a city, I like to get out and I like to go exploring. And so I took the kids and we got out. We went and explored New Orleans. And the first place that we went to were parks. Parks are all over New Orleans. I'm not talking like playground parks, because the park that we went to was called Artillery Park. It's that very famous park. Like you see the St. Louis Cathedral, and then there's Jackson Square, and then there's the street, and then there's this park right here, and Cafe du Monde is right here over on the side. And in that park, there's like some steps you can go up. There's a big cannon looking out. You look out over the Mississippi River. Really, really cool place. A lot of history there. Me and the kids just, you know, had some fun right there trying to climb on the cannon and all that type of stuff. And then we went down to the French Quarter because that's like here's Cafe du Monde, which we just established. And then like a couple of blocks down is the French Quarter. And there's a lot of things that you can do in the French Quarter. First of all, it's a huge open market area. So if you just like window shopping, you know, seeing all the goods and wares, meeting people, seeing what they're doing, getting maybe like a bite to eat or something like that, you can do that there. There's also a bunch of statues there as well. As in the video, y'all saw, hey, Cameron, how's it going? How you doing? Glad to have you here. But we were... We found some statues, and the kids were really young back then, too. This was, like I said, 2015, so Amelia was like 4, and Jacques was like 2 or 3, and so we found these statues, and I was like, oh, you know, this is a great teaching opportunity, because one of the statues was holding a basket, and so I was just, you know, I was going through, oh, look, what's this right here? It's a banana. What's this right here? It's a bell pepper, that type of thing, and, you know, we made some fun dad jokes and whatnot in there, and then, of course, we did a little bit of dancing, because dancing is always free, and whenever you're in the alleyways of New Orleans, there's usually not that many people, especially during a weekday, so we just had some fun. We had some fun walking around with the kids, looking at the statues, looking at the parks, and all that type of stuff, and we did some window shopping. They have all these shops just lined up along the streets. And so you can just walk in, you know, look at some alligators, try on some Mardi Gras masks, maybe get some beads or something like that. So it was, we had just a really, really good time there. We also, on that first day, we found a national park. I think it's a national park and preserve, maybe. I can't remember, but it's a national thing. And it's free. You could go walk right on into it. They have like a lot of New Orleans history in there, a lot of the music of the area. I remember they had like these listening stations where you could pick up the phones and listen to the music. And each station had like, you know, jazz and then blues and Acadian not Creole, I want to say Cajun music, all that type of stuff. So Zydeco. So you could listen to all the different kinds of musics and kind of learn how they're different. And they had like all the instruments and whatnot. It was really, really cool. The kids had a good time there. It's a great indoor activity to do because in Louisiana, it does get hot, especially if you're going in the summertime. So that's definitely something that you can walk to and spend a good couple of hours in. You can get a Junior Ranger badge if you want to and do all that kind of stuff. So then we went back to the Jackson Square area on our way back to the hotel. And that's where there's a, it's right in front of the cathedral there. We just needed to have a snack. I brought snacks with us. So snacks that we bought that I mentioned at the top of this live stream. And so I just put them into a book sack or whatever. I had them on me and I took them with us and we went and sat down in the square. We talked about the horses and the cathedral and all that type of stuff, just kind of teaching them more about New Orleans. And so we had fun doing that. Then we went and took a nap because kids still need, at that age, kids still needed naps. So they took a little nap and then we went and got back out. And we kind of went back to that same, actually we went to that same area because there was a guy playing bagpipes there. I don't know if he does this at a certain time of day or if it's a certain every day or not or whatever. I don't know his schedule, but we just so happened to be there as this guy got his bagpipes standing up on the thing where the cannon is. And it was just cool to like listen to music, teach the kids about bagpipes and all that type of stuff. And then we spent $1. On that, we added $1 to his bucket, his tip bucket, because I always appreciate, you know, somebody performing and they're doing it for free, really. They're hoping to get tips, right? So I always give a little bit of tip. If y'all watched our Las Vegas video, you know, there's a jazz, I think it was a saxophone player that we did. And somewhere else in Seattle, there was a drummer. So we put some money in his thing. So I'm always a fan of... definitely if somebody's playing music or they're doing some kind of arts, we go and tip them. So this is a simple one you could do. This is only for kids, although grownups would probably want to sit down after a walk in so long. But in New Orleans, there's some fun benches. And one of the benches is one that looks like a streetcar. And the kids just had a bunch of fun playing on this little bench. Again, we're just walking around the city. They're learning about streetcars. And so we took the time to just stop and play on the bench. And, you know, it may take like, what, 5-10 minutes, but it's something fun and free that you can do with the kids while you're there. We found this super cool fountain there. It wasn't on, but it had like all kinds of different levels all throughout there. And, so we got to climb all throughout the little levels there. I can't remember the name of the park. In the video, I think I mentioned it. And it was just a super duper cool place. So definitely recommend that, especially if you catch it whenever the fountain's on. Then we found some, that's actually where we were headed. We were headed to Lafayette Square, which is this park that has a whole bunch of big structures, big sculptures all just throughout the area. And as we were walking to that, we came across this one fountain. So we stopped at the fountain for a little bit and then we made our way to the Lafayette Square where all those sculptures are. And the kids just had a fun time playing on the sculptures, you know, going inside of them, climbing on them, trying to climb up them and all that type of stuff. So that was super fun. We had a good time doing that. And then we needed to go back to the hotel because Krista was just about done with her conference. We wanted to meet back up with her. We wanted to go and get some lunch or some dinner. And so, by the way, lunch was back at the hotel whenever we went and took naps. All the food that we brought at the beginning, that's what we used to make lunches happen. So no cost there. We went to that evening, we went and ate at a place called Manning's, which was definitely in like the tourist area. You could obviously tell that it was. We got ribs, gumbo, kids got a hot dog, a salad, and Krista, of course, got some tea because she likes to drink tea. And that meal was $55.30. We did not really care for that meal that much. Could be because we're from Louisiana. So we've had gumbo before and we just wanted to kind of like see what their gumbo was like. Is it going to be any good? It wasn't that great. The salad was very lackluster. It was just kind of like some iceberg lettuce with a couple of things thrown in. So that was uneventful. The kids enjoyed their hot dog. And then I ate the ribs. The ribs were good. They just weren't like fall off the bone good, right? So it was kind of, it wasn't worth the $21 that I paid for it. So unfortunately, that was kind of a bust. I recommend you go try and find a more local place, which we go to a few more. We'll get to that in just a second here. So after that, we went and enjoyed the sunset on the Mississippi River. It was beautiful. Loved it. Watching the boats go by. Again, just enjoying the outside with the kids and showing them the Mississippi River again. So the next day we got up. Again, breakfast was easy because we did it in the hotel room. We brought all that stuff with us. And we did the, we went down, we wanted to go to that Junior Ranger place, the National Park. This one's called, it's called Jean Lafitte National Park and Preserve, maybe, or something like that. So we actually went in there and we did all the activities in there. The kids got their Junior Ranger badge. As I mentioned, it's a super great place to go if you're, if it's a hot day and you just need some AC. You can go in there. There's things to do, things to listen to, things to learn. So, and it's free. Great thing to do there. Then we went and did a little bit more window shop. You're coming down July 1st. Oh, you're going to New Orleans or are you coming to Lafayette, Cameron? We won't be in town, unfortunately. We've planned our summer road trip, and so we will be out of town for that. Let's see, July 1st. We'll be in like the Ohio area, Ohio, Kentucky area, I think. I'm giving away too much. I'm letting y'all know where we're going. But what part are you coming to? So we did a little bit of window shopping. We found some fun, like Mardi Gras type stuff. They wanted to do the masks and whatnot. So we stopped and tried on masks, played with the alligator statues and all that type of stuff. Oh, you're going to Baton Rouge. Nice. Okay. I've never like spent time in Baton Rouge before. Like I've gone to an event here and an event here, that type of stuff. We did a couple of hikes there, but I've never like explored Baton Rouge. I actually should do that. Then as we were walking, we met back up with Krista. We found 10 bucks on the ground, so we can add 10 bucks to our budget. So that was super cool that we found that. And then we spent a lot of time at that Junior Ranger place. So that was kind of the bulk of that, and then go and see the statues and whatnot. Oh, no, wait, that was the day before, I think. For dinner that night, we went to a place called Lucy's. This place was good. It was hold on, I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. It was, they had a chicken sandwich that we got. There were some tacos that we got. There's a steak salad. And then, of course, Krista got her tea because she loves tea. And that cost $46.01. I got to say, that place was delicious. That's what I'm talking about whenever I say find the local place and go to the local place, especially whenever you're in Louisiana, because our food is so unique here. It's so flavorful. You don't want to eat at a chain restaurant because they're just not going to do it justice. You got to go to find the local places, the hole-in-the-wall places, and those are those are where it's going. Oh, you going to go to Nene's house in Opelousas? That would be, is that Nene's house that you're going to? Or, oh, no, wait, they live in Sunset. You're going to the other grandma's house. Nice, that'll be fun. Nice little trip coming down. Then Krista was saying that, man, I want something sweet after eating that meal or whatever. Whenever we got back to the hotel, we saw the people outside and they had some extra cookies on their cart. So they gave us some cookies. So that was fun. She got her little sweet tooth fix right there. And then they gave us some cookies for the kids. So the next day was kind of just like a half day in New Orleans. We were leaving at around noon because that's whenever checkout was at the hotel. Krista had like a couple of things to do as far. Oh, DD's. Okay. Krista had a couple of extra things to do with the conference there. And so I took the kids to, I wanted to find something free to do, right? Because we don't want to spend that much money. We're on a budget here. But I found a park. This was like a playground park because the kids were kind of like itching to do a playground. They wanted to go and, you know, slide down slides and all that kind of stuff. And so across the Mississippi River is Algiers. And Algiers is a really cool place because it's got like some really unique style of homes there. They're painted fun colors. There's some shopping in the back. We didn't go to this, but on a different trip, we were in Algiers and we saw like some of the more unique shops that are there and whatnot. But there was a park that I found called Confetti Park. And I was like, I just looking on Google Maps and I was like, oh, let's go to Confetti Park. I have no clue what's there, but we're going to go and check it out. So we ride the ferry over to Algiers. So this was another like one of those experience things that we gave our kids, is to be able to go and ride the ferry, be on a boat for the first time. And so we did that and it was $10. Like that's an that was worth it to me to be able to get the kids twice good there and back, of course. So $5 there, $5 back. And that was just super fun for the kids to be able to see New Orleans, see the skyline from the Mississippi River and from the other side of the Mississippi River in Algiers. So that was just a cool experience. We went to that park, got super hot there because it was a hot day that day. And I remember I had to carry Jacques back because we were walking. We had to walk a little ways to get to the park from where the boat docks to the park. And so I remember carrying him back a little bit. It was a hot day. And then we decided that we had a little bit of money left over from that per diem. And so we went to a place called Mulots. So if you're planning on going to New Orleans, but you want to taste the flavors of Cajun country, which is more like Lafayette area, the Acadiana area, I would say that Mulots is probably your best bet to get a good idea of the two different types of cuisine, because New Orleans cuisine is definitely a lot different from the Cajun cuisine. New Orleans is more Creole and Acadiana is more Cajun. And Mulots is a great place to get that. They have the Cajun music playing there. They have all the good food, all the good fried stuff there. So we ended up with a cup of gumbo. Again, this was a lunch, so we kind of ate smaller. We got a seafood sampler, which is definitely something that you want to do. And of course, Krista got her tea because she likes tea. And then towards the end, Krista was like, bring that menu back over here. We got a little bit of money left over. Let's see what kind of dessert we can get. And so she got some, it's like an ice cream parfait type of thing. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember it being really delicious. And so just that ice cream was $9. We definitely did not need ice cream for this trip. But including the ice cream, that whole meal cost $57. And I can't read my handwriting here. It looks like 02, so in 2 cents. I think that's right. Again, I kind of had to ballpark some of these figures because I didn't have receipts on me and I didn't get like pictures of the menus and whatnot. So I looked all this up online and I'm ballparking it with tax to be about $57.02. And so that was the lunch, and then it was time for us to drive home. As far as driving home, we still had gas in the car to be able to get all the way home because, like I said, it's only a two-hour drive. We were driving a Honda Accord. We can go like 4 or 5 hours in that vehicle. So gas cost us nothing on the way back, which was fantastic. But before we left, we went back to the hotel to check out, and I looked over at the ATM, and there's literally no one there, and there's $200 sitting in the ATM. And so I picked it up and I was like, what do we do with this? Like, this is like finding money on the ground. So Krista decided to call the ATM. She saw a number on the ATM. There's cameras around the ATM. So they were like, you know, we're trying to figure out if there's some facial recognition. If we could figure out who was the last one to use it, you know, we could be able to give the money back to its rightful owner. End up finding these people. We decided to give it to the hotel clerk in case somebody did come back and they were like, you know, where's our money? We need our money. We don't even know if it was someone. Maybe it was just an ATM error. In hindsight, we probably could have kept the money and told the lady at the hotel, look, if somebody comes looking for $200, we found $200 in the ATM. Here's our name and number. If they come back, we'll wire the money or we'll send the money back to them. And so we probably could have kept it, but we decided to just leave it at the hotel. And I think that Krista explained it really well in the video. It was more about the integrity, you know, keeping to your word and holding your integrity strong so that, you know, if that person were to come out, we didn't know the situation that that person needed. Yeah, they're in New Orleans at a hotel. It's probably like, you know, drinking money or something, but it could have been like, you know, they needed this money to be able to do something very, very, very important with it. And so we thought that it would be best to leave it at the hotel with the people in the lobby so that they, now, you know, granted, it would have been nice to have the $200. At the time, we could have paid off tons of debt because we were, you know, doing the total money makeover type of thing. But I really did like feel, and it was also a good point for us to teach our kids, even though it's hard to do the right thing, it's important to do the right thing. And so we decided to give the $200 back. So what was interesting, though, is that earlier on another day, we found $10 on the ground. So we did get to keep that because on the ground, I mean, there's no way. It just fell out of somebody's pocket. There's no way we could have figured out who that would have been. If you'd have seen $200, you would have kept it. Again, like I said, that's fair. In hindsight, I probably would have kept it and would have just left my name and number, like I said, with the hotel clerk and been like, okay, let me, you know, if they come back for it, let us know. We'll write them a check or something like that, right? But, you know, it's hard. That's a very, very hard decision to decide what you're going to do there, you know, if that situation happens. But definitely was one of the hardest things that we did. So for this entire trip to New Orleans, like I said, this was a budget buster because we had work take care of most of it. So, you know, I went through and I figured out how much this trip would have cost if we would have had to pay for it. And we definitely would not have paid this much for this trip because of that hotel. As I mentioned, get yourself some cards that do some travel hacking so you don't have those burdens. But this trip was $3,191.98. That was the total for this trip with everything included. So $3,191.98. Now, we wouldn't have to pay for the hotel, we would have gotten free hotel, right? Because we would have used points. So let's subtract our hotel costs out of this, which would have been, if I can find my notes, $2,721.60. And being that we would have been at a different hotel with probably free parking, we would not have to have paid $110.16. Oops, I just did all that wrong. 3,191.98 minus 2,721.6 minus 110.16. Just that right there would have put us at $360.22. So I'm trying to think of where else we can save money. Like there's little bits, little nuggets, like ice cream, right? That one day we got the ice cream at Mulot's. That was $9. We didn't need that. Krista didn't need tea at every restaurant. So let me minus all those teas out of here. That's $2.50. That's $3. That's $3.30. Otherwise, though, I mean, we packed our food by going. We drove there in a cheap vehicle, so gas didn't cost us anything. We would have used points. We would have saved on hotel and parking. We ate out, which, I mean, that one there was a little bit of expense in some of those eating outs. But like I said, we minused a lot of it. We did a bunch of free stuff. We gave money to the musician. We rode the ferry. We found some money. Yeah, we could have done this trip if I were to have budgeted out, would have been just $338.42. So Cameron's asking, are we rich? No, we didn't pay for any of that because it was a work trip for Krista. As I said at the top of this live stream, the school board paid for it because she was doing a workshop. And so that was another way that we kind of travel hacked this whole thing is we didn't pay for it because we went on the work trip, and me and the kids just went along with her. So if you guys are finding value in what I'm giving you guys here, please hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button wherever you're watching this. Definitely appreciate all the thumbs ups that you guys give me, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, where else am I streaming? I streamed all the places. Definitely appreciate that as I, hopefully y'all, learn how to travel with your kids so that you can really give them these experiences. And one thing that I love about travel is it's hard, especially with kids, but it makes you have to figure stuff out. And it makes you have to figure it out with your kids. So you'll have to really work together as a team to make it happen. And so that's the reason why I love to travel so much. And I like to kind of go hard whenever I travel. So definitely get out there, guys, with your kids. So I wanted to mention this, the next video live stream that we're going to do is going to be a little bit different because we're going to be traveling at the time that I wanted to do it at, which was, let me get y'all the date for it real quick. It is this calendar right here. It's going to be in June. June 17th is the next one, but this one's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to have to pre-record it, and then we're going to schedule it as a premiere. And the way a premiere works is that I can watch it with you, and then we can chat together in the comments. And so I'll be in the comments chatting via text with you while the pre-recorded goes along. I might have to do that for the one in July as well, because I think we're going to be gone for that one, unless I just push it back until we get back. I'm not too sure exactly how I want to do that one yet, but I did want to give you guys a heads up about that right there. So thank you guys for coming. If you want to give thanks, there's a new feature on YouTube here. There's a little button below. It says thanks. Basically, show some support through that way. Or if you want to give ongoing support, I do have a Patreon, patreon.com/lanevids, if y'all want to check that out. But again, thank y'all for coming. If you want to know about the next one, it is lanevids.com/newsletter. I try to send out an email to you guys so that y'all don't miss it whenever I'm coming live. And again, thank y'all for subscribing and following and coming and hanging out with me. Definitely appreciate this. Thank y'all for watching, and go travel somewhere.